morning, everybody. This is Pete at All Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. Great state of Seattle, Puget Sound area, all you guys listening out there. How you doing over there, Brian?
I'm doing really well today.
Good. Brian on the board. You got your coffee and everything?
I do. I've already had my double shot.
Okay, very good. That's good. That's why we call you double shot, man. All right, we're going to have a good show today. This one's actually new, so we're going to get a little background first. Her name is Krista Chadwick, and she's from Seattle City Light. How are you doing, Krista?
Really great.
Good. It's good to have you on. Why don't we start first with Krista, kind of the story. I guess you really kind of are talking about customer energy solutions and things. How did you start? Have you been working for Seattle City Light for a long time, or what's your story?
So, yeah, I joined Seattle City Light about 12 years ago, and okay. I was interested in moving into a different industry that had a focus on conservation, and after exploring the background of City Light, it felt like a good match, and
okay.
So I joined the Conservation Resources Division there and started educating people about ways they could save on their energy bill.
Yeah, that's very cool. How long has that department or division been around?
So Seattle City Light actually began in 1902 when J.D. Ross built the first dam up in this gadget. And
wow.
That brought power to Seattle on 3rd Street.
Yeah, interesting. And then when did the whole kind of the energy solutions thing kick in gear?
So the conservation part of Seattle City Light began in 1977 after okay. the OPEC
Big,
oil embargoes.
Yeah, embargoes, yeah.
And in fact, it's one of the few utilities in the country that kept the doors open, and we actually are the longest standing Office of Conservation.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of interesting because you provide power, but you also are doing conservation, which is actually taking money out of your own pocket because of energy savings.
That's
so
right.
I think that's neat. And it's all, you know, it's good that we do that. I mean, I certainly think we should. So tell me about the conservation department. What is your primary mantra or focus? I know it's about saving energy, but what are some of the programs that you have?
So, as the Puget Sound region grows, we want to make sure that we have reliable power for the future. And conservation is actually a cheaper resource than building new power plants. So that's the decision the city has made, but it's also a regional decision. And there are commitments that we've all made to the type of savings that we want coming out of the region.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, and you say that as a representation of Seattle City Light, because if we had to build new power plants, is that more taxation, or what does that mean to the consumer?
Absolutely.
Okay, so yeah,
for many, they may have seen the Denny substation being built in downtown, and that's to support the growth in South Lake Union, and so, you know, we want to try and utilize our resources in the best way for the ratepayer.
Okay. So since we're, you know, most of our listeners, they're residential homeowners, and we'll get into some condos and apartments and things like that, but they're living in some kind of a space, you know, just like Brian and things like that. What are some, like, common tips? You talk about, well, we're focused on conservation instead of building more power plants. What are some of, like, just basic things people can do to conserve?
Well, I know we all know this one. Turn the light out in that room yeah. when you leave it, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, lighting has been a really big game changer for us in the last 5 years with the technology
with the LEDs.
Yeah. And so well adopted. And so we're beginning to see saturation in the marketplace. But when you look at, you know, that incandescent 60-watt light bulb and replace it with an LED, you're talking 90% savings per bulb. So
yeah.
that across your household can have huge impacts on your electric bill.
I remember my dad, I don't know if your parents ever said, I remember my dad always saying to me, you know, we'd leave the light out, and he goes, you know, we're not the Edisons. that was his thing all the time. Turn the light out. So
that's right.
Yeah, maybe the thing that bothers my dad the most.
Yeah.
Maybe the one thing that bothers him
the light
most.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, and that was the era many of us
yeah.
grew up in, you
yeah.
know. The oil embargo had happened. We saw Jimmy Carter putting the sweater on, and
yeah.
so those were some behaviors that we just practice that we don't really think much about. And yet it's a good reminder to younger generations. It's still important.
Yeah, turn off those lights. If you just joined us, too, this is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News. And Seattle's Talk, we're having a good discussion. We're just starting here with Krista Chadwick from Seattle City Light. Krista, what, you know, I didn't ask, I know I asked you kind of about why you came into conservation, but what is your role there at Seattle City Light?
So we run a very small information center to assist customers with answering questions about, you know, maybe they've had an unusually high bill in the wintertime and they want to take some steps to try and manage that a little bit better. They may be in the market for a new heating system or appliances. They may be seeking rebates. So we, you know, will assist in a variety of different ways.
Okay. So basically, you're helping the consumer sometimes after they've had the shock of a high bill. They're like, oh, my goodness, right?
Right.
How do you assist in like different energy systems? Because there are some older homes that have the electric baseboards, which are really inefficient and just burn through a lot of power.
Right.
What do you do there?
So, you know, we want to make sure that they're looking good, meaning that they're not caked with dust and that the fins aren't all bent up and that the furniture isn't pushed up against them. You know, the way baseboards work, typically they're installed under a window, so you have that cool air that's coming off that window. It drops below the back side of the baseboard, gets heated, and then through convection rises.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure you got good airflow around those baseboards. And then,
is there any, like, but do you have any programs like to move away from baseboards to other forms of energy?
So we do for customers that have baseboards, furnaces, or some form of what we refer to as electric resistant heating.
Okay.
We've got rebates for heat pump technology.
Yeah, I love those.
So you don't have to have the big ducting now. Mm. They're called ductless heat pumps. And super efficient because they just take advantage of the heat of the outdoor air and transfer it. And so it's a really elegant system. And the benefit of heat pump technology is it's reversible, so you get the cooling.
Yeah, you get the heating. We talk about that, you know, quite a bit. We come back, I'm going to ask Krista some of the rebates that they do have that are available. As you guys know, I've talked about ductless before many times. I'm a huge believer in it. Heat pump systems are a really good way to go for our climate here in the Seattle market area. So with that, I'm Pete.
I'm Brian.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, and Seattle's Talk. All right, we're back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. My good buddy Brian on the boards over there. Brian, are you, this is something, this actually is kind of right up your wheelhouse, just since you got your new place, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to get that big old shocker bill.
No, I've had that before. I lived in Tacoma for a while in a really poorly insulated house, and I've had a couple of shocking, shocking utility bills.
Yeah. It's like, man, I'm going to have to finance this, baby.
Luckily, there were five of us living in the house.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Anyway, still an absurd bill. Are you even split five ways? But it was.
When you're talking absurd, like how much was it?
It's $450 each.
Woo!
It was, we paid more for utilities that 2 months than we paid for rent for the house.
Holy smokes. Yeah, that probably put you on top ramen for a while.
We were not super pleased. It was a blame game everywhere. Oh, and ultimately the reason
you
was,
have unrest.
Well, I mean, we were waking up and the house was 40 degrees. So it was so poorly insulated in the winter that like either we left the heat on all the time or we were in 40 degree temperatures the whole year.
And how do you, you know, that actually, we're going to get back to the rebates here in a second because I told our audience we do that. But since you're on that subject, Brian, do you guys have insulation programs and things like that?
We do. We have a window and insulation rebate through our single family weatherization program.
Wow. So what's the rebates like on something like that? What's the range?
So on the windows, we're offering a $50 per window, and that would include patio doors.
Okay.
And then insulation will do three different sites, attic, window, and floors, and it's up to $500 or 50% of the project cost, so that includes labor.
Okay.
Does need to be installed by a contractor.
Okay. How does it, so and then let me ask, since we're on that topic, so like if we did like the ductless heat pump or heat pump systems, what's the range there?
So our range on the ductless heat pumps gives a little bit of options. $100 if you're adding some additional heads, and then $800 to $1,200 depending on how you're designing a new system.
For a new system.
And that would be for replacing furnace and baseboards, wall cadet type heating
system.
That's
actually pretty significant because you can get, a heat pump ductless system for what, about $4,000 or $5,000, something like that?
Perhaps? Yeah, about $5,000 in our service territory before the rebate.
So if they can get about $1,000 off, that's pretty significant.
And our customers are seeing some great savings from, 25-35% off. And, again, that slick feature to have cooling in the summertime given our climate change. We're seeing more and more, loads during summertime as it gets hotter and folks are starting to plug in those box fans. Well, that's an expensive way to cool.
So, yeah, that's true.
So I think it's not just heating these days. It's a heating cooling that folks are looking for.
Yeah, that's what we love, the heat pump. So how does, whether it's the insulation or it's the ductless heat pump, how does a customer work with Seattle City Light to get the rebate?
So they can go onto our website where they'll download the rebate form and, attach the documentation that's required. And it's pretty simple. If you're doing a ductless heat pump, we've got participating contractors that they'll select from who are all specifically trained for this program. It's a four-state program, so that these contractors know their business and they're going to do a good job. And, once you've decided which contractor, you just get that installation in, submit the paperwork, and we'll get you that check.
And is that the one you gave me, the seattle.gov/light?
That's it.
Okay. So I'm gonna give this to you again. If you don't have a pencil and paper, I'll give it to you in another segment. So, make sure you get one on the break, on the advertising break. But if you do have it, write this down. It's seattle.gov and then /light, L-I-G-H-T. And then you want to click on the home button, right?
For home
button. And that will get them into the paperwork and the contractor.
Right. And then if they go off to the right-hand side, they'll see quick links and then drop down and it'll say rebates for homeowners. So,
one thing that popped in my head, just because, you talked about the lighting is one of the number one, consumers of energy, and we have moved already to LED.
We've moved. It's
what are
you guys, quickest way to have impact on your bill, because you're using incandescents, you can immediately see savings that is going to reflect on your bill. Yeah. And we have a program where it's a point of purchase. Pretty much anywhere that you can purchase a light bulb, you'll find discounts at the store.
Okay.
So look for the signage. It says instant discounts provided by Seattle City Light.
Really?
So these are high quality LED bulbs, wide range of choices, and like I said, pretty much anywhere you can buy a
light bulb. If someone says, okay, I'm going to change over all my lighting to LED. The technology's got a lot better where it's more white and less blue or yellow, more yellow, like, real light. What are they looking at for savings per month, like in a range? Do you have?
It's about 90% per bulb.
It is changing
from an incandescent. For compact fluorescents, which are also a form of efficient lighting, you can still squeeze out about 5 to 10 watts depending on the style of the bulb. And, when we select lighting today, it's very different. We don't just look at the wattage and soft white. Those are good, things to reflect on. But what we really are looking at these days is, what is the temperature range? And it's in Kelvin.
Yeah.
And, what is that brightness output? How much light do you need? And that's called lumen. So on the package today, you'll see a table that's going to tell you those two pieces of information. And if you're replacing a soft white 60 watt incandescent, you're looking for about a 2700 Kelvin and you're looking at about 900 lumens.
Okay. 2700 Kelvins, 900 lumens. You get that, Brian?
I did.
Okay. I'm just checking. Do you know a guy named Kelvin?
I don't. I don't know anyone named Kelvin.
I'm just seeing if you're awake over there from your double shot. Yeah. That, okay. So 900 lumens really is kind of the biggie in the 2700 Kelvin. Okay.
Right. And so
and
if
that's
you're
looking for 60 watt, that's equivalent to 60.
And so if you're looking for something that's a little more like daylight, then you want a higher Kelvin. And if you're, you know, want more light output, get something with more lumens.
Okay.
So okay, higher the Kelvin, the bluer the light, the lower the Kelvin,
the
redder the light.
The other thing about LEDs, too, is the amount, the length they last. I mean, they're, how many hours are they now?
So the products that we are supporting have a 3-year warranty, so a warranty on a light bulb. But many of them, we're looking at 10 to 25,000 hours. So it's pretty unlikely once you install a bulb that you'll be replacing it in 10 years.
So give that in comparison to an incandescent. How many hours is the incandescent?
About 1,000 hours.
Okay, so from 1,000 to
25,000, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So quite a
and especially if you've got recessed cans up on a vaulted ceiling.
Yeah, and you don't want to have the hassle of trying to get it.
Yeah, so those are the types of lights, probably the first ones you want to start thinking of. And then, of course, porch lights where you've got security and safety, and you know these bulbs are going to be on for periods of time.
Yeah, got it. We're going to continue our discussion with Krista Chadwick from Seattle City Light and the Cutters Customer Energy Solutions. You can check them out at seattle.gov/light. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, and Seattle's Talk. All right, we are back. Both Brian.
Hello.
Brian, you got to work on your radio skills, dude, I'm telling you. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. But, you know, the good news is you're getting good practice here, Double Shot.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
Absolutely.
And maybe one day you can just take this show over, and I'll just ride off into the sunset.
Sounds great.
Then you can talk with Krista.
Krista and I were already talking.
I know, off air. It's like, man, I come back in, you guys are like best friends. All right, we're having a great discussion here with Krista Chadwick. She is from Seattle City Light, and they have some, we're going to talk about some more tips for saving energy. We talked about LEDs and some lights, and she's got some other tips for us here, too. We talked about some of the ways that you can install a new, you know, like a ductless heat pump system, all the rebates and information you'll want to go check out at seattle.gov/light. And then you want to click on the For Home button. That'll get you into that. And she said they have contractors and all that kind of stuff up there to help you out. So it's really, you know, kind of a plug and play, pretty simple for you. All right, let's go back to we talked about installation. We talked about some of the energy systems. We talked about light bulbs. What other tips do you have for saving energy, for conserving?
So, you know, we did mention a couple of the types of heating systems that are very common in Seattle. And, you know, if you're in the market to upgrade, heat pump technology definitely is worth exploring, whether it's a ducted or a ductless system. But that said, once you've got an efficient heating system, you're not done. You know, what really matters is keeping that heat in the home.
Yeah, there's a lot of air loss points. Maybe you can speak to that.
Tons. Yeah. And, you know, when you start adding up these little tiny slices across walls or sills or, you know, various areas in the house, they add up. And, you know, and when you start piecing them together, it's like saying, oh, I've got this, you know, 1 by 1 foot square hole in my house, and we all know how heat is going to move from a warm to a cold space. And so when, you know, your heating system is running, you've got unconditioned, as they refer to it, spaces in your home, and so that heat is moving between wall cavities, through attics, you know, all areas of the home. So it's really important to do some air sealing. And we have a really wonderful publication on our website. It's a do-it-yourself home energy audit guide. Oh, okay. And one of the sections in there talks about how to search for air leaks. You know, if you have a formal audit done, those technicians will come with a thermal imagery camera where they can actually see in walls and see where the leakage is. But, you know, we don't all have those types of pieces of equipment. So there's easy ways using just an incense you can watch where that airflow is happening. And so it's really important, you know, whether it's using your hand to feel for cold air coming in from outlets on those exterior walls,
or
your
single pane windows,
the windows around doors, whether you have a threshold sweep or you've got a good weather stripping around the interior of the door area.
Can we talk about, because one of our sponsors is Pella Windows, and we were just having this discussion about, you talked about incense, which is kind of the smoke test. Can you explain a little bit more about how that works and what they could do there to see if they have some leakage?
So it's, you know, you're looking for airflow. So, you know, if you take that incense and you're seeing that incense smoke's getting sucked out of the house, well, there's your heat being sucked out of the home. So, you know, it's just an easy, simple way for you to track down some of that leakage. But I think most of us, this time of year, now that it's starting to get cool, we can feel where the cold drafts are.
Yeah.
So we know something's going on, whether it's that one particular corner in a room where, you know, it doesn't make sense. It's not nearby a window. There's probably something going on around the wall or the floor. Or
What do you suggest, Christopher, doors?
So, you know, we want them well sealed. I mean, there are Energy Star doors that you can purchase, but you're looking for something solid, but it's got to be sealed, and you know that's the most important. And weather stripping is an inexpensive way to really reduce, you know, the loss of that heat, and then getting a good threshold strip.
Okay.
So you can
attach
them to
the... When you say threshold, it's just the bottom of the door.
It's the bottom of the door, and there's a couple of different types of pieces of equipment you could buy. You can buy a sweep that actually is affixed to the door, or they have sort of a kick threshold that's got a little bubbly kind of surface to it that, you know, tightens when the door is closed over it.
Got it. If you just joined us, too, this is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 973 FM. Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. We are having a good discussion on how to save money on your energy bill. If you hadn't heard of Brian's shocker story, he was paying a lot of money because he was in a house that wasn't energy efficient.
And not an easy time in my life to do so. I was in college. That was a problem in my house. Getting a $2,000 utility bill was a problem for five college students.
Yeah. You know, that's one thing I want to ask you, Krista, because there are a lot of people here in the Seattle market area that are on fixed incomes. So do you have programs to help them out?
We do. We actually partner with the Office of Housing as well as internally. So first and foremost, there's the utility discount program that folks can qualify for that will reduce their electric bill as well as their water bill. So it's 60% off on the electric side and 50% off on water.
Wow.
And once qualified for that program, for folks that are in a single-family home in the city of Seattle territory, the Office of Housing has a weatherization program that's free.
I was going to ask you about that, if you had those programs. Where you do you supply, like, the weather stripping? And the
right. And so that's, again, we support the program. It's run through the Office of Housing. It's called HomeWise.
Okay.
And so folks can go to their website. It's seattle.gov/housing.
Okay.
And, fill out the application, and then they take care of, you know, doing the audit, arranging for the contractors. They'll upgrade those inefficient heating systems, insulate, do the air sealing, you know, improve the lighting. So, you know, while we're there, we're going to do everything that we can. It's not just do the heating system. It makes more sense to treat the whole home.
Yeah. We come back. I'm going to ask Krista about kind of who can qualify for this type of program. I think that's really, really cool, where you could maybe get some help from Seattle City Light. And I'll have her, you know, make sure you write this down, because I'm going to have her give the website one more time for that particular program. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Brian.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 973 FM. Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. Okay, we're back. This is Pete with Home Matters. Car Radio 973 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. You know, this is something, guys, if you, a lot of you, you know, you live in nice homes, but there's also a lot of you that listen to the program that maybe your home is older, or maybe you're also on a fixed income. I know I was just out the other day. I can't remember where I was. I was down Olympia. And I had, it's really weird. You know, because you're in radio, Brian. It's like you're not on TV.
Yeah.
And unless they go to the website, they can't see my face.
Yeah.
But I was talking to somebody, and somebody, we were in a group of elderly people, and we were just talking, and they said, "What do you do?" I said, "Well, you know, I've told them what I do." I said, "Well, your voice sounds really familiar." I said, "Well, I do the Home Matters show." They go, "I listen to that all the time." They got all excited. But the thing is, you know, these programs that you have, I think, you know, especially for people who have fixed income or elderly, it's really awesome. So could you, because I know sometimes some of this paperwork can be kind of daunting and a little bit tricky to fill out. So can you say, let them know the website and then maybe the phone number?
Yes.
You need help?
You know, City Light has done a really great job to try and make this as easy as possible. And so you can go to City Light's website. It's seattle.gov/light. And then click on customer service. And in the center column, you'll see utility discount program. And the telephone number is 206-684-3417. And there's folks there that can help you complete those applications and get that process so that you can start saving on your electric bill.
Okay. Say the phone number one more time.
And so that's 206-684-3417. And Pete, you had mentioned, you know, for those folks that are, you know, doing pretty good for themselves as we come into the winter season, if you can find a way to sort of think of those folks that maybe aren't as doing so well. We've got a program, it's called Project Share, where you can make donations to help folks with their electric bills during the heating season. And, you know, we really appreciate when our fellow City Light ratepayers are willing to help out with
that's really cool. You had shared that with me off air. So tell me a little bit more about, like, how do they contribute to Project Share? How does that happen?
So you can go ahead and, you know, just earmark on your electric bill if you're paying by check. You can go ahead and call to the utility main line, which is 684-3000, and let them know that you'd like to sign up for a regular contribution to Project Share on your bi-monthly bills so that you can do this year-round and help us build those coffers up. Because once the heating season hits, boy, you know, with the cold winters that we've had a couple of years, it makes a big difference.
It's hard,
to folks.
Yeah, some folks. It really is. And, you know, I mean, we are one big family here in Seattle area, which is kind of cool. What if somebody, though, maybe didn't have the option or didn't jump on and do the you know, every bill? Is there a way they can go do a one-time donation?
Right. Just either do that through the 684-3000 or just, you know, on your City Light bill, if you're sending by check, just earmark some dollars for that particular contribution.
So it's 206-684-3000.
3000, okay. Yeah.
So that's write that number down. If you guys, that's a great donation program. There's a lot of people in the area. I really, you know, we talk about supporting the vets and things like that and all these different programs. And I think these are good because I don't know about you guys, but if you've ever had a situation where you've had to be in a cold home, Brian was mentioning that, it's no fun, man.
Not fun at all.
It is not fun at all. So think of all the people out there that you can help as well. Okay, any other, while we're in the last segment here, any other, I see over here on the sheet you talk about HomeWise. What is that about?
That's the low-income program for single-family houses.
Okay.
So income-qualified, where folks can get assistance
for free. So that's what we talked about.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's the HomeWise through Office of Housing. And,
okay. So if they were to go to the seattle.gov/light and then call customer service on that site, they can get
they actually want to go through the Office of Housing website. So that's seattle.gov/housing. And best to, you know, jump online. You'll just click on that HomeWise. There's a button, I believe it's homeowners, and then click on HomeWise, and you'll see the application there and the telephone number to reach out to those folks to assist if there's any questions about the paperwork, again, those applications are pretty straightforward, great people to work with, yeah. and they, again, it's free. So, you know,
definitely. How big is, so I guess, I know you're called Seattle City Light, but like how big is your reach as far as the footprint of?
So we pretty much are most of King County.
Okay.
So
okay.
it's a pretty large service territory, not just the city, yeah. but Renton, you know, is kind of where the edge of the boundary, Tukwila down there.
That is a big.
And then up to Shoreline. Okay. So.
Okay. Any other, before we end the show, any other helpful tips for people to save energy?
So, lots of ideas, okay. you know, definitely, visit our website. If you have any questions, there's a phone number there for you to call the energy advisors for very specific questions. You know, there's a lot of low cost ways for us to prep our homes to make sure that, you know, number one, you're keeping that heat in, take advantage of those rebate programs. If you're running an electric furnace, you know, be sure you're replacing those filters on a monthly basis. If you've got a fireplace, make sure that flue is closed. They have some really cool little gadgets these days called fireplace balloons that you can actually inflate and put up there in the to stop that airflow.
Where do they get those?
Any home improvement store, you pretty much can find those. For, you know, folks like in rental situations with, you know, maybe feeling a lot of draft coming off windows, there's some real inexpensive shrink films that you can apply to the interior that really will help reduce the draft, and it'll also reduce the electric bill. You know, and some things as simple as, you know, having that hot chocolate or tea, you know.
Yeah, just to warm you up. Wear the sweater.
those simple things. And, you know, a lot of folks use space heaters and don't realize how expensive those can be. And so that's, you know, a form of zonal heating. And it can be a good way to reduce electricity use if you've got a furnace where you don't have the choice to just heat one room. Yeah. You got to heat the whole home. But perhaps you could have your set points a little lower and have the space heater in the room that
you're
in.
My mom used to do that, which was really, and it saved her a lot. She'd put it right down by her feet, keep herself warm in the winter.
That's right. My brother, he's got a bunch of kids, and he uses electric blankets around the entertainment TV area. So another way that, you know, you can keep that heat right on you. And
That's great. Well, Krista, boy, it was an honor to have you on the show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
We learned a lot about saving money on the energy situation. Go check them out at seattle.gov/light. That's seattle.gov/light. Click on the For Home button. You can go back and listen to this one, too. It's on mynorthwest.com/homematters in perpetuity with all the phone numbers that Krista gave us to help out with Seattle City Light. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Brian.
This is Home Matters, Cal Radio 97.3 FM. Seattle's news and Seattle's talk.